Hi, I'm Nitan.
And I'm Adam, and this is The Final Curtain, brought to you by Stories from the East and West.
This is the 12th and final part of our mini-series all about personal accounts from the collapse of the Eastern Bloc. This week's episode is about communication between the Bloc's peoples.
The Russian language was a mandatory part of education in the Eastern Bloc countries. Finding Russian pen pals was encouraged by language teachers as a great way for students to polish their Russian. These random envelope encounters lasted a few letters, sometimes even a few years.
Like most teens growing up in the People's Republic of Poland, Ewa Siemiątkowska decided to send a letter to a stranger in the Soviet Union. In her Warsaw apartment, filled with dog racing trophies and cuckoo clocks, she tells us all about her pen pal, Lena, from Moscow.
Coming up on The Final Curtain.
Dramatic eyewitness accounts of fighting in Bucharest.
Police had forcefully beaten demonstrators in East Berlin.
Thousands of Czechoslovaks shaking their house keys.
The protest movement is now too big to be controlled.
Good evening. It is over in Poland.
Iron Curtain across Europe, torn down.
Jak miałam zdawać na studia, przygotowywałam się do egzaminu wstępnego z rosyjskiego, postanowiłam, że przyda mi się taka korespondencja z koleżanką ze Związku Radzieckiego.
When I was applying to university, I was getting ready for the Russian language exam. I thought I could use some practice with a pen pal from the Soviet Union. A magazine called Radar had a special column called Let's Meet, or something like that. Whoever wanted to meet someone would send them a short bio.
W ten sposób poznałam Lenę, z którą znam się do dziś.
That's how I met Lena. And I've been friends with her ever since. That was somewhere around the beginning of the 80s.
No właśnie.
That makes...
Prawie 40.
Almost 40 years.
Egzamin mi poszedł dobrze.
The exam went well. Later on, I also took Russian classes at university, so it came in handy there too. We kept writing to each other. It turned out we had a lot in common. Our lives were running a similar course. We were both brought up by single mothers. We were both interested in dogs. At that time, she had a pointer. I had an Afghan hound. And we both liked needlework. We both knitted. We would exchange patterns, that sort of thing. Similar social circles and interests like literature and music. She sent me records. I was obsessed with Wysocki back then, and she sent me all his records.
No i tak po prostu się to wszystko rozwijało.
And so it all went on.
I trwa.
And it still does.
Od razu zaskoczyło, od razu się zaprzyjaźniłyśmy.
We clicked instantly. We were friends immediately. We corresponded all the time. And often writing very long letters to each other. Now we have electronic mail, so we write emails. Sometimes even two or three times a day.
Droga Ewo, ja pouczyła żurnal i pismo z 7 dekabria.
Dear Eva, I was worried that my package of books would take a long time to arrive. Thank God you got them.
Sława Boguż, to wsio doszło.
Here are Lena's pictures. This is her neighborhood. This one's dated 1984. These pictures are even older, but they've already faded. These are pictures from different dog shows that she sent me. Greyhounds, of course. We're both crazy about them.
Na tym tle trochę. To już jest Grant.
This is Grant, her first dog. This is Lena's mom with Grant.
Lena jeszcze studentka.
This is Lena when she was a student, so young, at home. Here, she's older. Here you can see she's sick, an older lady now. This is Grant again. Most of these are pictures of Grant.
Granta najwięcej jest. Tak, jest to jedna z moich najbliższych koleżanek, chociaż się nigdy nie widziałyśmy.
She's one of my closest friends, even though we've never met. We spoke on the telephone once. At the time, landline connections were very bad. We couldn't hear each other. It was easier to write. She could never come visit because she always had dogs and no one to leave them with.
Przedtem Lena mieszkała na ulicy Wolokołamskaja 6.
Lena used to live on Wolokołamskaja Street, but it was a shared apartment. Three families living together, so she couldn't invite me. Then they moved to another flat where only two families lived. But she was still living with her mother in low quality conditions.
Cały czas wiemy obie, jak wyglądamy, jak wyglądają nasze psy.
We both know what we look like, what our dogs look like. I know where she lives. I know how all of her apartments have looked. Her neighborhoods, her backyards. It's as if I'd been there. She sends me newspapers, articles that she writes, and other ones about dogs. Lena also has an interest in birds. So do I. And we basically just exchange things. I send her dog magazines. She sends me bird journals.
Wysyłałyśmy sobie od początku podarki i do dzisiaj wysyłamy.
We've sent each other gifts from the very beginning. And we still do. Just a few days ago, I opened a package from her of recent newspapers. When I was sick and couldn't do much, she sent me mandalas to draw on, along with sets of colorful pens. It was so that I'd have something to occupy myself, something relaxing.
Jakoś tam się relaksowała. To są kalendarzyki takie.
These are Russian calendars. Would you like to see some of the calendars with Putin on them?
A ma pani ochotę zobaczyć kalendarze z Putinem? Nigdy nie rozmawiałyśmy na tematy polityczne.
We never spoke about politics, nor about ideology. I have no idea what she thinks about them, and I don't even want to know. I don't feel the need to. I wouldn't want to upset anyone.
A nie chcę w razie czego zadrażniać.
She's never asked me what's happening in Poland. We've never talked about politics. Never. When the Warsaw Pact fell apart, when all that started happening, she never asked me anything about it, and I didn't start talking about it either. Nor did we ever talk about religion. I don't know if she's religious. I don't know if she goes to church. I just don't know anything about her views on that. And I don't say anything about my own. These topics don't exist between us and have never appeared during all these years.
I nigdy nie było przez te wszystkie lata, także wolę tego nie zmieniać.
I prefer not to change that.
The Poles, like the Hungarians, were breaking with the communist system. Faced with a wave of political strikes led by the opposition movement Solidarity, the regime had given way.
W 89 roku,
in 1989, I was 39 years old, and I suddenly became a useless old lady.
Stałam się nagle staruszką na bocznym torze i mimo tego, że miałam wykształcenie, wcale nie najgorsze.
even though I had a good education and decent work experience. Suddenly, I was too old for anything. All the managers started being 35 years old at the most. My workplace was closed down, and I couldn't find a new job because I was too old for everything. It was a difficult period for me because at the age of 39, I suddenly wasn't needed by anyone.
Bo nagle się okazało, że jestem nikomu niepotrzebna w wieku 39 lat. Nie oczekiwałam tego, nie walczyłam z...
I hadn't been longing for all this. I hadn't been fighting the system. I just lived my life. I had my own world, my own interests. I wasn't interested in politics at all, and that old world was familiar to me. It definitely had a lot of flaws, but I had a stable, secure life. I knew there was no threat of unemployment, that I'd never be homeless. I lived a safe life. I didn't even think about what kind of life it was. I just didn't need to.
Nie to, żebym ja żałowała, bo ja...
It's not that I regret it. I'm happy about the changes. I'm glad to see how everything has developed, and I think things are going in a good direction. But from my own personal perspective, I think it could have happened through evolution. It would have happened anyway. Maybe a bit later, but maybe a bit more gently.
Może później, ale może łagodniej. Może wiele całych grup społecznych nie byłoby wykluczonych.
Maybe then, entire social groups wouldn't have been left out by it all and wouldn't have felt miserable. Maybe it would all have been possible. That's what I think.
Natomiast jak dla Leny w ogóle te wszystkie zmiany?
But did it change Lena's life?
Nie wiem.
I don't know.
To się bardzo wiele nie zmieniło.
I don't think much has changed for her.
Nigdy bym nie przypuściła, że ta znajomość tak długo będzie trwała, że to...
I never imagined that our friendship would last so long, that we would still be writing to each other when we were retired. I never thought in those terms. I thought I'd be young forever.
Wtedy myślałam, że będę wiecznie młoda, jak każdy młody.
Like every young person does. She's been living alone in that flat for a month now. So this might be my chance.
Więc tu już się rysuje pewna szansa. No tak się wybieramy z mężem właśnie, planujemy w tej chwili. No trudno mi jest planować cokolwiek.
It's hard to plan anything at the moment. But my husband and I were thinking of maybe going out to visit her.
Myślimy o tym, żeby może właśnie się wybrać na wiosnę.
In the springtime.
This episode of The Final Curtain was produced for Culture PL and hosted by Adam Zhuavsky and me, Nitzan Reisner.
If you want to learn more about the story you just heard, see the show notes in your podcast app or go to the Stories from the East and West website at sftew.com.
And this is the end of our not-so-mini series about the human face of the 1989 revolutions.
We visited 5 countries, talked to dozens of people, and turned it all into 12 stories that we hope gave you a more personal angle to this turbulent period.
We're going to hibernate for a few months now, but we'll be back with another season of Stories from the East and West next spring. We can already tell you it's going to be very special, featuring stories from places like Chernobyl and New Zealand.
Remember to stay subscribed in your audio app and check out our newsletter, which you can find a link to on our homepage. Don't hesitate to get in touch if you have any story ideas, questions, comments, complaints, or just wanted to say hi.
Thank you all for your support. Hear you next year.